A few months ago, I was asked to attend a meeting with the leaders of public education for the state of Missouri and the state of Kansas. The meeting was all about how can we create an environment within public schools in both states that gives our students a chance to be better at creative problem solving, to deal with the what-ifs. And I was honored to be at this joint meeting, kind of a historic meeting, to address what we're all interested in doing, preparing young people for today's complex world. And creative problem solving certainly is one of those important characteristics. My name is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President of Student Affairs, Dean of Students at Kansas State University. I remember a trip to Buffalo, New York with my dad. I was about 8 years old, and in the afternoon he took me to the zoo. We have to realize that it was in the 1950s, and the zoo exhibits in the 50s are nothing like what my grandchildren enjoy today. The zoo was old, antiquated, and I remember entering one of the buildings. It was a reptile building, and the smell and the noise was just incredibly repugnant. But I wanted to be in the reptile building with my dad, and the exhibits were all behind glass aquarium cages along an aisle that was protected by these rails that were keeping visitors away from the glass exhibits. But the first three or four exhibits had these large snakes in them, and kids were hanging on the rails and banging on the glass, yelling at the snakes and the alligators and the lizards that were on the other side of the glass. However, in the middle of the building, nobody was pounding on the glass. And as we got further down the aisle, we noticed why. On one of the exhibits, taped to the glass, was a note. And the note said, and I was 8 and I was beginning to read at that time, and my dad helped me read the statement. "Don't bang on the glass," the note said. "What would you do if the glass broke?" That stayed with me for a very long time. The what ifs. What would happen if the glass actually broke and that big, giant, brown and green snake got out? For an 8-year-old, it was memorable. And I started thinking about this whole business of how do we establish a creative, supportive environment where the people that we serve understand that we need to examine the what ifs. What happens if we go this direction or that direction? What are the implications? The Japanese style of management, I remember studying a number of years ago, addressed not only short-term but long-term implications of a decision that we make today, the what-ifs. How do we anticipate? Well, I think authentic leaders do what they can to create a supportive environment that gives everyone a chance to explore in a positive way what happens if we go this direction or that direction, to anticipate the positives and the negatives of any decision that we make. I remember a number of years ago when we started the All University Open House program, we had 2,500 volunteers, students, faculty, and staff that put on an extraordinary weekend of exhibits and programs and activities to showcase what K-State has to offer both in the classroom, in our labs, and also outside the classroom in terms of our student organizations and our activities, living groups, and the like. Well, we had a whole bunch of activities that were outside. It rained. It rained the entire time. All those exhibits were gone. We didn't explore the what-ifs. What's our contingency plan if it rained on All University Open House? I mean, God would not let it rain on a purple day like that, but he did, or she did. It's important to recognize that we, next year, established a contingency plan, the what-ifs. As we explore the what-ifs, remember that leaders, authentic leaders particularly, are looking for individuals that do not whine. They're not always looking at the negative. That it's important that as we think about what-ifs, that we understand the importance of being positive. Team members that are adding value to a complex challenge, that whiners, if I could be so bold, can be marginalized over time. I'm not saying as we explore the what-ifs that we not explore the downside, but that we understand that we constantly can't be the negative contributions to a complex problem. Authentic team members understand the dynamics of wanting to have a positive contribution as we explore and anticipate what could happen and what the what-ifs happen to be with any kind of challenge or opportunity to make a difference.